welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being. And we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Now, this week is nice and intimate. It's pretty late at night. I'm squeezing this in between a crazy house build and children that have just gone down and a late night and pizza for dinner and all of the things. So you just get me on the couch today. You see the virtual background as normal, but we're just hanging out on the couch. Today, I wanted to talk about social media and how to actually leverage it to get more sales. Because all of us, most of us, are hanging on Instagram, right? Or we're on Facebook or we're LinkedIn, and we're all of the places because we think we have to be, and we think that we have to be doing all of the things. And if we're not, then we're thinking, oh, why aren't we doing that? We should be there. We should be omnipresent. But the real question we should be asking is why? Not why not, but why? Too many people just do social media and they're stressing about what they have to post, and they think that they have to be seen on social media, and they have to do it right. They think they have to do Instagram or Facebook or Reels or IGTV, but the truth is we don't, you don't. Then if we do social media and we don't get the results, often we are left thinking, why aren't we getting flocks of people, flocks of clients banging down our door to work with us, right? Because we're here and we're doing social media and we're on Facebook and we're blah, blah, blah. So today we are just going to take a step back and take a moment to think about what we're doing online, think about our presence on social media, and discover why we should do it at all if we're going to do it. And more than that, how we can more than just do social media, but actually leverage it to make money, to make sales online. That's what we're going to talk about today. So first of all, let's start with why should we be on social media? Because I have friends and I have colleagues and I have clients that have never been on social media or have a very, you know, poor presence on social media, but they have high six-figure or multiple million-dollar businesses without being on social media. You don't have to do it. There is nothing in your business that you have to do. There's nothing that you have to do. Yes, I talk about the social marketing method and I love using social media to grow businesses, but you don't have to. You 100% do not have to do anything. You don't have to do ads. You don't have to do Facebook. You don't have to do Instagram. You don't have to do anything, because you started your business because you wanted freedom, and you are allowed to exercise that freedom in changing your mind, in going against the grain, in only going on LinkedIn or only, you know, using the telephone. Whatever you want to do, I am here to tell you that's okay. You can do that. If you want to make that work and you're willing to, either way, building your business is going to take work and it's going to take commitment from you and it's going to take strategy. But you don't have to do what everyone else is doing, and you do not have to go and start a Facebook group just because everyone else is starting a Facebook group or whatever that thing is. I still haven't done a reel. I do them for my clients all the time in that we post them and we create them. I have still not done a reel. You do not have to do anything that you don't want to do. Yes, you do want to be learning from people. And you do want to be speaking to mentors, and a lot of people are going to be telling you things on social media that you have to do. And that's great, because you should be learning. We should always have a coach. We should always have some form of mentor that is teaching us. And it doesn't have to be paid. That can be podcasts. It can be whatever you want it to be. But we should always have a filter. And that filter is our it fits me freedom filter. So we reserve the right to shelve the advice at any point. So just because someone's telling you you should do something, you need to put it through that filter of, does that actually work with me? Can I agree to this long term? Does this align with my wife and my business? Does this align with where I see myself in my business in 2 years' time? Put every bit of information through that filter, because you need to ask yourself those questions. What are the things that you want to commit to long term? Where are your people hanging out? Because that's where we need to be. What will help you build relationships? Because businesses are built on relationships. Businesses are not built in 5 days' time on Facebook. Businesses are built on relationships. You also need to be asking, how can you serve your audience now for free using what you have? For a lot of people, the answer is going to involve some form of social media, but for some of you, it's not. And that is 100% fine. There is no one size fits all approach. If we are on social media, then we need to be doing three things. We need to be showing ourselves as an expert. We need to be standing for something, and we need to be building relationship. So if you are going to be on social media, that is what you need to do. That is how you leverage social media and actually make sales. We don't just randomly post and wake up in the morning like, I haven't posted for 3 days, I need to post something. That's not going to build you a sustainable business. That is not going to get clients coming to you. That is not going to be helping you achieve your biggest goals and dreams for your business and for your life. If you are going to be on social media, they're the three things you have to be doing: showing yourself as an expert, standing for something, and building relationship. So let's dig into those. First of all, showing yourself as an expert. You are an expert. You have been doing your thing. You are getting paid to do your thing. You are fantastic at what you do. And you need to show that, not just by saying, I'm an accountant or I'm a graphic designer. Show them. Don't tell them, show them. So do how-to videos, show your portfolio, talk about different client success stories. Whatever that looks like for you, show yourself to be an expert. And this is going to come through in your content pillars. So search for content plan, or go hop on over to my website. You can download a content plan there, totally free. You can map that out. It'll become your content strategy, your marketing plan. You need to be showing yourself as an expert, and that all stems from your content pillars. What are the things that you talk about? For me, I talk about business in general. I talk about marketing specifically. I talk about being a mom. I talk about owning an agency. I don't talk about generally food or holidays or art or all of the other things I'm interested in, because that's not showing them that, it's not showing you guys that I'm an expert. That is part of my life that I don't need to show. So you can be super specific about the things that you want to show. If you want to talk about food and art and all the things you love, great. If that's part of your brand, fantastic. You do you. But in that, you need to be displaying that you know what you're talking about. You need to be showing people that our content is how people try before they buy. So we need to be being really super clear and showing ourselves as knowing what we're talking about, so that they can look at our content and be like, oh, she's amazing. She, you know, that website was fantastic. That's exactly what I want. I know who to contact. Whatever that is for you, figure out how you can show that. Is it giving quick 2-minute tips on how to save money on your taxes? Is it showing that latest logo that you did? Is it giving marketing advice? Is it showing people how to do a fantastic video and how to be more confident online? What is your thing? Show them you're an expert. Number two is standing for something. This is where you let you come through. The expert part, there is hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands or millions of other people who are an expert in your field as well. It's not just you. So because of that, How do you bring you into it? You need to stand for something. You need to show them your values. Why do you do it the way that you do it? What is the experience they're going to get with you? How are you going to treat people? What is your process and why? Talk about those things. Stand for something. In our marketing agency, and I've mentioned this so many times, we are radically transparent. We make sure that the client owns everything. We make sure that it's all in the client's name. We make sure that they know exactly what's happening. Never are we hiding anything. Never is any question too hard or anything like that. We will teach them how to do it if people don't know how to do it and they want to do it, because too many people have been burnt by marketing agencies. We talk about that all the time, how radically transparent we are. That is something that is a pillar of ours that's really important. What is that thing for you in your space? For me, inside our incubator where we help agencies, I want to help women. I am a mom of four little kids. I know what it's like to want to work for myself, to want my time and freedom back, to want to earn more than, you know, what my hourly rate was capped at. I know what that's like, and I stand for empowering women, and I stand for helping women to pursue both motherhood and ambition simultaneously. I have four kids and one of them is 6 months old, 7 months as of yesterday. So he's 7 months old. So I get wanting to do those things alongside each other. I started my business. No, I didn't. I started my motherhood journey wanting to be a stay-at-home mom. That was the plan. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. My husband went back to work full-time. 6 months I lasted, not even. And I was looking for a job because I was going out of my mind wanting that balance. And so for me, that's really important. That's something that I stand for. I stand for helping women to achieve what they want to achieve in their business and in their life, and melding those things together in the way that makes sense for them. That's something I stand for. What is that thing for you? How do you let you shine through? I said in my content, I wasn't sharing things like what I was eating for breakfast and all of that. That might be a way of you standing out, is sharing different parts of yourself that you're really passionate about, that are important to you, so that people can empathize with you. People can relate to you on a different level. There is a line there that you get to choose. Again, coming back to what we were talking about at the start, there's nothing you have to do in business. You don't have to share the personal side of you, but you do need to stand for something, either personally or professionally. You get to choose what that is. If you're a really private person, you're going to keep it really professional, and that's totally cool. If you are, you know, wear your heart in your sleeve and you want everyone to know all about you, fantastic. That's you. Awesome. Your people will find you, and that's great. But number two, stand for something. Number three, build relationship. Now, this is what business is built on, relationship. More and more and more, I'm in my fifth year of business now, more and more I see how this is the thing that has grown my business. This beyond any other thing. Yes, I get clients from ads. Yes, I don't just do one form of marketing or advertising in my business, but relationships by far has been giving me the best return on investment in every single area of my business, through collaborations, through actual client referrals, through, you know, lots of different ways. The relationships is what has built richness into my business and made my business beautiful. It's the relationships with the clients, with other people you collaborate with referral partners. Relationships are going to be so important. And we often don't want to admit that. We often want to just do our own thing and not rely on people. And you know, we know that we can trust us, and we just want to go for it, and we want to do our thing and stay in our bubble and automate everything. And that's great to a point, but relationships are going to be the thing that add that sparkle. And this is not an area we can neglect. And I've spoken about this a lot of times. We need to be building relationships three ways: with clients, potential clients, with collaborators, so sideways with peers, and with referral partners. So we need to be consciously, strategically building relationships in those three areas. Just because it's strategic doesn't mean that it's not genuine and authentic. We are absolutely acting in authenticity and integrity at all times, because if you're not, you will get caught out and you will do the opposite and burn the bridges. Act in authenticity at all times. You know that you're bringing something, you can bring something to a relationship. It's not about what you can take from the relationship. It's always going, look, we could do this together and we can both benefit, plus the clients benefit because ABC. That's what you want to get to. But you need to think about on social media how you are building those relationships. Is it through DMs? Is it through connection requests? Is it through 10-minute connect calls with whoever interacts with you? Is it by being super engaging on your feed? Is it by strategically connecting through collaboration partners, followers, or what is it? How are you going to be doing it? Because if you are just posting and forgetting it and leaving the platform, you're missing the entire point. The entire point of social media is to be social. That's what it's built for. So post and engage. Post something when you have time to engage, when your people will be online to engage. That is the point of it. It is not just to post. So I think too many people are sticking just with the number one of this, which is show yourself as an expert, and missing the other two components, which is missing the most important parts, which is bringing you to the table, because there will be 1,000,001 other accountants, bookkeepers, graphic designers, marketers. There will only ever be one you. You have to bring that to the table. You have to show yourself as what you are, your business as what it is, to stand out. And without the building relationship part, what we have is a shell. It is empty. It's not worth anything. It doesn't have the substance that we need for a sustainable business, one that's enjoyable, one that is going to stand the test of time. Because without building those relationships, just having that take mentality, automation mentality, we're not building what it takes to not creating something that is going to be self-sustaining, in that we're always going to have to be striving and we're not keeping anything because we're not valuing relationship. So clients will be in and out, and we're going to always have to be searching for that new thing. We can't just self-sustain and build on what we've got, because there's nothing, we're not keeping anything. So I hope that that's making sense. And that is how we leverage social media and get clients from social media and not just do social media. I so hope that was really helpful. And I hope that you internalize this and think about how you can action each one of those things. So how can you show that you're an expert? What are your content pillars? What is that that you're showing? What does your content revolve around that shows that you are an expert, while also speaking to your client at where they're at? Because you're going to be expert, you know, level 10 right up here. Your clients are not going to be at that level. So you need to show yourself as an expert without alienating yourself from them. From there, how do you stand for something? How do you show you? How do you put you into the equation? What does that look like in a way that is aligns with the way that you want to run your business, aligns with your levels of privacy and comfort? And how are you building relationship? How are you connecting with people? What does that look like for you? How are you doing that consistently, strategically, in a way that you can map and measure and alter? And that makes it sound really clinical, but we have to be mapping and measuring. So if you're sending a certain DM to people, a certain message to people that connect with you, when you send that message, how many actually respond? And then if you tweak the message slightly, then how many respond? And if we're not keeping this data, we don't know if we're connecting with people in the way that they want to be connected with. And so we need to be keeping numbers around all these things, keeping numbers around what sort of content are people loving, or what sort of content are people not loving? What bits when I show myself of people, like, are people loving my seeing my breakfast, or would they rather hear my opinion on this article that I saw, and how, you know, I think that that's not the right way to do business. Relationships, what do people respond to? What do people not? So really be having that strategic mindset as we're doing all of these things, so that we can put a plan in place, run that for 3 months, and look at it really objectively and think, okay, this worked, I'm going to do more of that. That didn't work, I'm going to sub that out for X, and we're going to go again for 3 months and have a look at it again. And that is such a fantastic way to run your business, because you're always iterating. You're always trying new things. You're not attached to one method. You are being consistent, and you're actually looking at the data and being able to leverage the tools that you have in your hands. And I don't think we're going to have this moment in time again with social media. I think that more and more it's becoming pay to play. More and more it's becoming harder to get in front of the people we want to get in front of. More and more this, like, this beautiful little ecosystem that we have to have, where we can reach anyone across the planet at any time. I think that that is going to become harder and harder to do. So really take advantage of this opportunity that we have now while we have it. So that's it from me for today. That is how we can leverage social media to make sales without just doing it. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear your comments. So feel free to send me a DM, come find me on socials, or send me an email at info@annalisewarren.com. I would love to hear from you. I hope this resonated, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarren.com/group and join, and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.